The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast. I'm Anand Narasimhan. Is the Shaheen Bagh politics going to decide the Delhi elections now? Have the real issues of Delhi, or what the Aam Aadmi Party claimed is its work, is all that being eclipsed by these politics and these protests, which are increasingly taking divergent turns and divergent routes compared to the original intent of these protests? And now what is coming to the fore as the allegations made by the Enforcement Directorate, that this is all sponsored, backed, funded by an organization called the Popular Front of India, which has been in the news for all the wrong reasons in the past, from its roots in Kerala, its origins, its real intent, to what it has been doing. Yes, there is a political clash of ideologies, but the intent of the Popular Front of India has been questioned even by other Muslim organizations, including the Indian Muslim League, because of the kind of nefarious activities, or perhaps the kind of news the PFI has made. Now, they claim to be a very humble social organization which is just doing humanitarian work, but many believe that is just a facade for their ulterior motive and devious motive and a larger intent. Now, once again, even when the violence unfolded around the anti-CA protests, be it in the national capital or in Uttar Pradesh, there were PFI-related organizations and people related to PFI and its other offshoots who were arrested, who were under the radar, who are continuously under the investigation for stoking the trouble. The other aspect now coming to the fore, as the allegations made by the Enforcement Directorate, is that about 73 accounts are being investigated across the length and breadth of the country, into which about 120 crore worth of monies, deposits have happened. And all these accounts are related to PFI and its affiliated organizations, or some of the organizations which enjoy the patronage of the PFI. Now, they're saying in 27 accounts, that's what the Enforcement Directorate has come out and said, that in 27 accounts, the allegation against the PFI is that there has been about 60 crores worth of transactions, of which 50% of the money, roughly 50% of the money, around 27 to 28 crore rupees, was deposited in cash. So where did all this cash come from? Who are the people who have put this money? And why is the PFI orchestrating these protests? There is nothing wrong. The PFI is banned in Jharkhand, and there have been allegations against it in terms of forced conversions, in terms of attacks on people who are variant to its ideology, and it's picking up a direct street brawl, quite literally, with the members of the RSS. So the ideological fights aside, the PFI has always tried to maintain that it is a humanitarian organization which works towards the betterment of people in society. But here comes the irony. Mentioned in that list by the Enforcement Directorate, a particular account of the Popular Front of India in New Delhi, from which payments have been made to the likes of senior Congress leaders like Kapil Sibal, senior Supreme Court lawyers like Dushyant Dave and Indira Jaisingh, who are also activists, along with some alleged LET operatives who are also under the NIA radar, and another outfit to which about which has been branded and named PFI Kashmir by the Enforcement Directorate, and another company to which about 1.2 or 1.3 crores has been paid. And PFI Kashmir has got about 1.65 crores. So these are the payments which have been listed or highlighted among other payments. Now, Mr. Kapil Sibal has come out and countered this, saying that these were actually legal fees paid to him in 2017-2018 during the Hadia case. Now, here is the irony. In the Hadia case, there was supposed to be a person called Shafi, who allegedly, and what was claimed, was a poor guy, did not even earn more than 5,000 rupees, and the lawyers were fighting on humanitarian grounds. And that this person had no connection with SDPI or PFI, contrary to what was claimed, because this person was an SDPI activist. Now, Mr. Sibal says, I was fighting that case and this is my legal fee. At that time, they said, we are doing it on a humanitarian basis. And now it comes to the fore that as much as 90 lakh rupees has been paid, or 88 lakh rupees has been paid between him and Dushyant Dave. He's received 77 lakh rupees and Dushyant Dave 11 lakh rupees, where he says, I do take up cases, but he did not give too many details. Now, in the Hadia case itself, if Mr. Kapil Sibal has been paid 77 lakh rupees in legal fees, so does that entire argument fall through of Shafi? That is the husband of Hadia who claimed to be a poor guy who's just being deliberately targeted. Akhila Ashokan, who was converted and who is now called Hadia, in that Hadia case, Mr. Kapil Sibal says, I charged 77 lakh rupees in legal fees. The PFI, while speaking to me earlier on the broadcast, said that we are a very, very limited and a poor organization, and if we had 120 crores at our disposal, imagine what all we could have done. And then while arguing with them, and I said that these are the claims and this is what Mr. Dave is, does not refute the fact that PFI is paid, and they claim that this was all... And the PFI in its statement has also said these are all bogus, these payments were made in the past and we have been deliberately attempt to malign the institution. But the fact is their claims are also contrary. On the one hand, they say they're a very humble, limited organization who don't have access to such funds. On the other hand, they say it is their right as every other Indian citizen to have an account in this country and also to pay for legal fees. So where did you get 77 lakhs to pay as legal fees if you're a humble organization? And if this has been made from the same account, does that justify the inflow of money, about 120 crores, into the related accounts, into this account and the other accounts, especially in the heartland of UP? Areas like Bareich, areas like Bareilly, areas and some of the other areas where CAA protests were stoked. And what is the connection of PFI with Shaheen Bagh? Because the allegation made by the Enforcement Directorate is that Shaheen Bagh is being funded and backed by the PFI. Now, these are questions. The PFI has worked with the Congress Party in Karnataka, where they offered support. The PFI has worked with other organizations, other political parties in the opposition. They have a spread in Tamil Nadu also. And Tamil Nadu has been in the news for all the wrong reasons, especially southern Tamil Nadu and the borders with Kerala. There have been cases raised by the Sairo Malabar Church of forced conversion and girls being abducted and killed when they refuse to budge or when they refuse to convert. So all of these angles are subject matter of investigation. There is, of course, a counter and accusation and a counter and aarop pratyarop going around, and there is a certain political dynamics that's taken center stage. But the real intent coming to the fore from the likes of Sharjeel Imam and Ms. Fatima, who stood there at Aligarh and talked about Ram Mandir verdict, talked about Afzal Guru, talked about Jammu and Kashmir and 370. Why has all of this been talked under CAA? Why are they deliberately, why are secessionist talks, breaking of India, doing this, doing that? Why are these kind of talks being made? Why is there, who's actually stoking this clear binary of Hindu versus Muslim? And if the PFI, which works solely for the interests of Muslims, even though they call themselves a socially human organization and a humanitarian organization, but works largely in the interests of Muslims, is taking this. So who's communalizing this entire plot? But largely, more importantly, with Manish Sisodia, Arvind Kejriwal trying to bat for Shaheen Bagh, being wishy-washy about their position, and the BJP making a stronger argument on Kanhaiya Kumar and Umar Khalid, the investigations being blocked, the case and trial against them being blocked by the Delhi government. The Aam Aadmi Party is seeing the narrative being shifted. The BJP deliberately trying to shift the narrative to a turf that is more convenient, but also asking Aam Aadmi Party a few hard questions on the claims they are making on Bijli Pani and education. Dilli ka Pani Ganda hai is what the BJP is zehrila hai, is the campaign the BJP is trying to corner the Aam Aadmi Party. So on the local issues and the national issues, the BJP trying to run the race in the final 200 meters. But can they do a Mo Farah? That's the big question. Or has Delhi already made up its mind? Debate 1 and 2 revolve around the Citizenship Amendment Act and the politics around it. Debate 2 will be Delhi specific on Shaheen Bagh politics. Debate 1 will be on the larger dynamic. What is the real intent, and is a subversive element being pushed deliberately by an organization which has always been under the radar and a subject matter of criticism and action being taken against it in the past by states, and also it coming under the radar of investigation by the center? Join me tonight on The Right Stand.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.